Leader!
Order, order.
In an incredible stroke of luck, Green MP David Clendon set a new speed record after his members' bill was drawn from 23 others in today's members' bill's ballot. His bill would establish a pecuniary interest register for judges, like the existing ones for ministers and MPs. And just a few hours after he put it into the ballot for the first time, it was being introduced in the House.
Are there any bills for introduction?
Register of Pecuniary Interests of Judges Bill, introduction.
That bill is set down for first reading. The House now comes to questions for oral answer.
And they included this one for the Minister of Education from Independent MP Chris Carter.
If it was never her intention to dismiss non-complying boards, as she told my very good friend and former colleague, the Honourable Trevor Mallard, on Tuesday, why did...
Sometimes the Speaker has to admit the Speaker's lost it, and I've sure lost that one.
But he was to win this one after Mr. Carter sought leave to table a document recording a university professor's concerns about national standards.
I take it's a letter?
It's an outline, Mr. Speaker, from the New Zealand Herald.
We won't be seeking leave to table that.
Lockwood Smith continued to wield his editor's red pen in response to similar requests from Labour's Claire Curran.
I seek leave to table a transcript of John Key's interview with Guyon Espiner on Television New Zealand's Q&A
No, we're not
program.
Going to do that. Let's have the next one.
I seek leave to table an article in the Dominion Post
no, we're
titled
not going to
Joyce...
do that.
Question time was followed by the first reading debate on National's Alcohol Reform Bill.
Mr. Speaker, this bill is the government's legislative response to the Law Commission's report on alcohol legislation, Alcohol in Our Lives, Curbing the Harm.
Justice Minister Simon Power said the bill had simple objectives.
Perhaps the most significant proposal is a split purchase age. The bill increases the off-licence purchase age from 18 to 20, while keeping the on-premises age at 18. This proposal is a starting point for debate.
And that's something that the Progressive Jim Anderton is looking forward to.
Mr. Speaker, the only reason that I'll vote for this bill to go to a select committee is so that the government can experience the outrage of the public at the abject weakness of their cringing approach to one of New Zealand's most significant social and economic problems and the damage that alcohol abuse does to New Zealand and New Zealanders.
The debate then ground to a halt in argument over this question from Mr. Anderton.
How much money is being put into the Victory Fund account for the National Party's next election by the liquor industry?
That drew a protest from National's junior whip.
Point of order, Joe Goodhue.
Mr. Speaker, I am personally offended by the suggestion that we, the members of the National Party caucus, could have been bought in such a way.
Assistant Speaker Rick Barker agreed that it was not within standing orders to suggest that members were controlled or paid by outside interests.
The Honourable Jim Anderton didn't go that far, I grant you. He did raise it by way of question, and I can see that people take it in an edgy way. But I have to say, on balance, this is to be a house of free speech. And people are entitled to say what they believe.
Comment on that ruling from National's Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, it seems to me we've got a very dangerous precedent being set by what your ruling indicates, which is effectively you can ask a question and put something in the form of a question and get away with it, but to do it otherwise is not allowed.
On National's front bench, an angry response to Mr. Anderton's allegation from Nick Smith.
It is grossly offensive and wrong. And if you are going to allow the sorts of statements that have been made by Mr. Anderton, those sorts of claims, then in my view, then you are effectively allowing good members of this House name to be muddied in a way that I have not seen in my 20 years in this House.
So Rick Barker asked Mr. Anderton to withdraw the remark.
And he can start his speech and he can rephrase it how he likes.
Well, I will draw the comments, Mr. Speaker, and end my speech by asking, has the liquor industry given any money to the National Party's victory account next year or any money to the National Party during the period of this debate?
All right.
The bill comes with a lengthy report from the Attorney General pointing out five ways in which it appears to be inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act, including the right against arbitrary arrest or detention. It's being referred to the Justice and Electoral Committee. I'm Tom Fruin, and this report was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.